Weekday wake up on SBI Radio, Swift 98 and the Spur. Heading into the guest interview segment this morning, and joining me in studio today is Lieutenant Matt Arnell. Lieutenant Arnell is the commander for Troop D with the Wyoming Highway Patrol. That covers Uinta and Lincoln counties. Lieutenant, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you stepping in studio today. So first off, let's get to know you some. How long have you been with the Wyoming Highway Patrol?
I've been with patrol a little over 24 years now.
Okay. And how long have you been the commander for Troop D?
I want to say about 10 years.
Okay. What does that entail? What does that mean to be a commander?
Well, I'm the troop supervisor for Troop D. So I just supervise the troops within there. And we have 14 slots available. We're down to about 11 troopers right now.
Okay. And those 11 troopers in all of Lincoln and Uinta County then, right?
Correct. Yes. Right. Within our entire troop.
Okay. Well, we wanted to have you on the air today to talk about the boundaries of the troop. Understand there's been some changes within the Highway Patrol on where the boundaries are. I think we used to be with Teton, if I'm not mistaken. And so give us some background on this. What changed? Why it changed?
Well, we've redistricted throughout the state. They've combined a lot of troops into one and created some other what we call divisions and special teams divisions, those type of things, SRT, our special response teams, those type of issues. And our troop used to encompass Uinta County and southern Lincoln County, and now Star Valley, this area here, used to be part of Troop K, which was also Teton County as well, and they've split this off and made it a part of our troop, which I was happy to see. I've always liked this area. I've come up here since I was in high school. I don't want to date myself, but the late 80s.
Okay.
Always camped up on the grays there. So I really like this area up in here.
Okay. And
so now we've got this area here as well. And we have two troopers in this area that live here. And so they're just dedicated to this area right here.
And this area being Star Valley specifically,
being Star Valley,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What about, we have a lot of listeners, our signal does cover Kemmer in southern Lincoln County, so how about that area?
Well, we're actually sending some of our troopers every day from Kemmer, Evanston, Lyman areas up here to work, either day or night shifts, depending on where we need to plug some holes until we can get some people hired here. We have two slots available here in the Star Valley area. If anybody's interested, we'd love to have you.
So you need two more then?
Correct. We need two more up here.
Lieutenant, why were those boundary changes made when it comes to the troop?
It was to free up some personnel to, as I said, to make these special teams and trying to move into the future to make our special teams available so that we're available to do more. But now we've got to have some manpower to kind of fill some gaps that have been created.
Okay. Now, within the department itself, did it have much of an impact on the troopers themselves, or is it more just a formality?
It does have an impact on the troopers. For instance, our troopers, they're working a lot of overtime so they can cover this area as well as south, because we have I-80 south, and, of course, that's a busy corridor there. It takes up a lot of manpower. So we're sending people south up here to work to make sure there's adequate coverage here as well.
Instead of them coming from the north down,
correct,
right? Now you have to send up troopers. And so does that mean there's been less, I don't know if less coverage is the right word, but it's certainly made it maybe stretched a little more thin.
It has stretched us a bit, but it's actually provided more coverage for up here in the Star Valley area, because we have troopers that are dedicated to this area, and they're no longer being called up to Teton County, for example, to cover calls up there, because that's a busy area up there as well. And so now Troop K, as it's known up there in the Jackson area, they have troopers assigned to that area, and our troopers are assigned down here. They're no longer crossing back and forth.
Okay.
So we have troopers that are dedicated strictly to the Star Valley area.
Gotcha. Now, I'm sure you see this all over the state, even in southwest Wyoming, but the uptick in traffic as we head into the summer season.
Yes.
And this area is a huge corridor up to Yellowstone. Does that put more stress on your department?
It gets busy, of course. There's a lot of traffic coming through, a lot of visitors coming through, and we want to make sure that everybody's safe up here, because people are in a hurry. They're trying to get up to Yellowstone or to Jackson, wherever the case may be. And recently they've had this four-lane addition out here. That's helped tremendously.
The Aetna North, right?
Yes, Aetna talking. North there. But there's still a lot of traffic coming through here in the summertime, and we realize that, and we try to, we'd like to have a couple troopers up here every day. However, that's a little difficult right now. We're pretty much limited to one up here per shift. Occasionally we can get two. On a rare occasion, we try to bring extra troopers up here to work, just so that we have an extra presence up here, can be seen, let people know we're up here.
Sure. You mentioned the words you used were people are in a hurry, right? Is that for the Highway Patrol and maybe your troop specifically, is that the focus is just speed and safety on the roads?
Well, our main focus is safety on the roadways, but we also do a lot of criminal interdiction. And we have, whenever you get visitors come through here, there's some bad visitors that come with them, of course. And so we do a lot of criminal interdiction when it comes to drugs, human trafficking, just criminals coming through that may be causing trouble up here. We're looking for them as well.
Lieutenant Matt Arnell with the Wyoming Highway Patrol in studio this morning, talking about the redistricting which recently took place within the Highway Patrol and the impact and changes it had specifically in the Star Valley area. Lieutenant, you mentioned you'd love to have at least two more troopers in Star Valley. What would, I guess, if someone said, well, why should I join the Wyoming Highway Patrol? What would your response be?
It's a great job. I like it. Obviously, I've been at this for a little over 24 years. But you got a lot of freedom to work on your own. You're out here by yourself, so you're self-supervised a lot of the time. And you come out here, you get to make a difference. And you get to help a lot of people, obviously, but you also get to apprehend a lot of criminals as well, and that's part of the job. It's a good part of the job.
Yeah,
and we have fair pay, good benefits, and it's just a good place to work. It's a good camaraderie.
Talk a little about the interagency cooperation, because now that your troop is countywide in Lincoln County, what does that do when it comes to working with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office? And now you picked up a few more municipal departments with the town of Afton and the town of Thane hiring a part-time officer just recently as well. How do you work with those agencies?
Great. They're great to work with. We've worked with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, obviously, for a while. And they're always good to work with. They've always helped us out when we're spread thin, and they've helped cover calls for us, and we're always trying to help them out. Across Wyoming, it's kind of the same story. There's not a lot of law enforcement, and so we're always crossing boundaries and trying to help each other out whenever there's a call. We've worked with officers here in Afton, and they've been a huge help to us as well.
One thing we recently talked with Sheriff Shane Johnson about, there was a traffic accident in Cokeville, and it took the response of Montpelier and Star Valley and Kemmer to help with this incident. It was a little more severe than you would typically see, and so it took a lot of response. But covering rural Wyoming, and I mean, you're talking about having troopers in Star Valley and troopers in Kemmer, and then you look at places like Cokeville, and there's a lot of those places within in Troop D. And so what maybe speak to that a little, trying to cover those areas.
Well, we're used to those types of incidents further south down along the I-80 corridor. Of course, we get a lot of those down there, but up here they do happen occasionally, and that's when we really lean heavily on sheriff's office, local PDs, and EMS, the ambulance, the fire service. All of those come and help out, and we couldn't do it without them. They help set up for us and help with our traffic control and help watch our backs while we're trying to investigate these large crashes. And if we need backup, if it's a criminal interdiction or something, they're always there to help us out.
Lieutenant Matt Arnell this morning with the Wyoming Highway Patrol trooper or commander for Troop D, covering Uinta and Lincoln counties. Lieutenant, appreciate your time. Anything we missed that you feel is worth mentioning, either about the redistricting or even just the Highway Patrol in general?
No, I don't believe so. It's, again, thanks for having me, and we really like it up here. This is great country up in here. Like I said, I've been coming up here for years, and so I was kind of happy to see this area get rolled into ours here. We
Absolutely.
Like it. We like the people here. It's good, friendly people. It's just Wyoming is what it is, and we like that.
Absolutely, well said. That's Lieutenant Matt Arnell this morning, Wyoming Highway Patrol on the SVI Radio Network.